Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Good morning. All right. Today is the final day of our study on the book of John. John chapter 21. And then we're going to be looking at some of the lessons we can learn from that chapter. My prayer this morning is as we look into God's word together, may the entrance of God's word bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. So John chapter 21 begins with the breakfast by the sea. So after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And in this way, he showed himself: Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Now Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." And that's the major lesson I want us to learn today. You know, sometimes when we make mistakes, or when we do something really bad, we sometimes feel like God cannot accept us again. You know, Peter had just done something terrible. He betrayed Jesus. He denied Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. Now, because of this denial, you know, Jesus Christ had risen from, you know, the dead. And Peter saw Jesus. The first thing that I think must have come to Peter's heart is the guilty conscience of the fact that he denied Jesus. He felt there was no hope for him anymore. So he thought to himself that the best thing he could do at that time was to go back to fishing. That's the mistake some of us make. There is a reason why God created us. There's a purpose of God upon your life. There is an assignment God has committed into your hands to do. But because of that mistake that you made, because of the things, one major thing or one minor thing that you did that makes you feel like, "Oh, I shouldn't have done this thing. God cannot accept me again." Even if God accepts me, I'm sure that that assignment, he will definitely find another person. You have to be holy to do that assignment. You have to be a perfect person to do the assignment. So God cannot use me anymore. We have forgotten that God is not always looking for the qualified. What God does is that he qualifies the unqualified. So you don't have to be qualified for that assignment. Peter was just too, you know, full of himself. He kept on thinking he wasn't fit anymore because he fell. So who should have fallen if not Peter? Who should have fallen if not man? Because we are men at the end of the day. But that's not an excuse to keep falling. But definitely there will be a time in our lives that we are going to mess up. But that messing up does not mean that we should now remain on the floor, or we should now begin to think that God cannot use us anymore. So Peter thought that was the end of his life. Peter thought that, you know, there was nothing he could, you know, do again. So he went back to fishing. So what happened to Peter when he was fishing? The Bible says, you know, then they said to him, "We are going also with you." Because the disciples too felt, if Peter is going to fishing, going back to his former job, now that Jesus Christ had, you know, risen, because it was almost all of them that actually left Jesus when he died. So they told him, "Well, fine, if you're going back to your former job, then we also join you." And then they went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning now had come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They said to him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." Now, they did that. So, and then there was an abundance. So they obeyed Jesus, and what they saw was a miracle. But the major thing I want us to pick again is the fact that They toiled all night and they caught nothing. Why? Because they were doing an assignment that God has not committed into their hands. You see, the reason why some of us are struggling in that particular area of our lives is because God has not called you into that kind of thing. If God has not called you to do that thing, then you should not even go near it. As in the case of Peter, he went back to fishing and then he was struggling. So check, maybe the reason why you're struggling in that particular area of your life is because that is not what God has sent you. You know, even if you are not doing what God has, if you are doing what God has sent you to do, it doesn't mean that everything will be rosy. It doesn't mean that everything will be perfect. But at least you know, you are confident that you are in the middle of God's will. But as in the case of Peter, he went back totally. He felt he could never become a fisher of men anymore. Then Jesus spoke to Peter, "Do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than this fishing? Because every time you keep doing this fishing, you catch nothing, even though you are a professional. Why not just leave it? Do you love me more than this?" And then Peter kept on saying, you know, he does. He said, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And then he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." That is the assignment. That exactly is the assignment that, you know, God has given to Peter to do. And then the third time he said, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you gathered yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." And it's God is simply telling him, Jesus is simply telling Peter, at this point of your life, you can't just wake up and do what you like. You have so grown, and then what is expected of you is to do what God has commanded you to do. Not just anything, but that particular assignment that God has committed into your hands. And that's my encouragement to you. Don't say you want to do something that will bring food on your table. Do what God has sent you. And just by obeying that instruction, that food that you are looking for will come later. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. The first thing that should be your concern is that you're doing the assignment that God has committed into your hands, no matter how many times you have messed up. You know, the same Peter that messed up came back to his former position that God has put him, was endued with the power of the Holy Ghost, and he did a massive work, you know, of the gospel. So don't just give up on yourself because of the mistakes you made. God is always willing to have you back. Thank you very much for joining to this podcast. Thank you for joining from Matthew to John. We're going to have a break now. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 1 month, maybe 2 weeks. And then we can move to another book of the Bible. God bless you. I celebrate you. Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye for now.